For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And Felix, do you have your passport ready?
Check.
Bags are packed?
Check.
Sunglasses?
Some for the day, some for the night.
In a few days, Felix and I are going to be heading off to two major music festivals. South by Southwest, which happens in Austin, Texas, on between March 14th and 18th. And El Festival Vive Latino in Mexico City, which happens between the 23rd and the 25th of March.
Now, both festivals include awesome Latin music lineups, some of our all-time favorite artists, as well as new artists who we're really excited to hear for the first time.
And today we're going to give you guys a preview of some of the artists we're looking forward to seeing on the stages at both of those festivals.
Now keep in mind, there are so many Latin artists performing at both festivals, it's literally impossible to list them all. So consider this a tiny appetizer.
The tip of the iceberg.
So without further ado, let's get this road trip rocking. And we're going to start it off with something very real chill. We got a very special treat. We're premiering a brand new Carla Morrison song.
This is Apague Mi Mente, or I Turned Off My Mind. I've never seen her live, and honestly, I can't wait. She's going to be at Vive Latino.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. I've never seen her live, but we both love her, and this new album sounds amazing.
This is the new album, Déjenme Llorar, or Let Me Cry. The song it's very haunting. I love the bass lines in this song, and it's basically a song about having to go away because you're in so much pain over someone or so stressed out over something that you have to unplug the phones, turn off the computer, and just go away to a quiet space. And you can really hear that. There's like an echoing quality to her voice in this tune.
Well, when the publicist for the record company sent us the note, said, get your Kleenex ready. It's a very emotional record. And if this is any indication, man, it's going to be beautiful as well.
So Carla Morrison, the vibe is definitely more like laid back and melancholy, you know, lighters in the air. But I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, some jumping around and dancing in the crowd and getting my feet destroyed. And Mr. Bleat is a band from Colombia that is going to bring it in that sense. They're going to be playing at South by Southwest at the Whiskey Room on Tuesday the 13th. Let's hear one of my favorite one of their songs. It's a little bit of older in their repertoire, but it's a Before Dance. So when I played this for you, you didn't like it, Felix.
You know, I was just going to say, you know, when I first heard it, I didn't really dig it. The voice, her voice just like it didn't hit me the right way.
Is it grating?
No, I think it's like we've talked about this with other singers, how it's the affect, you know, the intention
sure.
of sounding like that. You know, when I produced the show for the second time and listening to the song again, I'm like, I was trying to remember, did I like this? Because I really like it. Did I not like it the first time?
This is a band from Medellin. They're a rock quartet, and I don't know. I can just tell. I've never seen them live, but I can tell they're like a fun live band because this is a song that makes me want to just pump it up and jump around my office.
It's a good thing we have swivel chairs in here because you're moving around. Can't wait to see you on the dance floor.
Mr. Bleat is a band that I actually had never discovered before reading the South by Southwest shows. But next up, we have a band that is one of my current favorites. I'm completely crazy over them. And of course, I'm talking about Astro from Chile.
Oh, you do love these guys.
This is the song Colombo. Honestly, I would play Astro every show.
You know, I gotta say that my wife Barbara really loved this song.
A lot of people wrote to me when we had them the last time on the show. Sorry, I didn't speak English all weekend.
It's the last.
La última vez que los tuvimos en el show. The last time we had Astro on the show, a lot of people wrote to me and were like, I love that band. And I kind of feel like Astro could be like Canse de Ser Sexy, the Brazilian indie pop band, which it has like a huge appeal among, you know, indie kids here in the U.S., like non-Latin indie kids. And I think Astro could be the next Canse de Ser Sexy.
They're doing it in, you know, the hey, nana, hey. It's like it's not in English, it's not in Spanish. It could, you know, it could be either one. And it just draws you in.
And so they're going to be playing. I do want to mention to listeners, a lot of the bands that we're bringing to the table today are going to be playing various nights and at various venues at both festivals. And we'll just mention one or two of the venues. Astro is a band that's going to be playing at South by Southwest and at Vive Latino. So I might just go to every single one of their shows. they will be playing as part of the Latin record label Nacional Records' first official showcase, which is a showcase I'm pretty excited about because they're also going to have some Tribal Monterrey on
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
And it's on Friday, March 16th at Maggie Mays.
So let me explain. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with the South by Southwest Festival. The little town of Austin in Texas, the downtown area, is more or less taken over by this festival. And they have the main street, which is 6th Street, right down the middle. There's a bar just like every other door. And in between, there are Mexican restaurants and different types of restaurants. So there are bars all over the town, and every bar has music going like from noon to 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's just this influx of people who come in to listen to the music, media people, journalists from all over the world come in, people from all over the United States fly into Austin to hear the music. So you can literally go from door to door if you have your schedule and plan it out and go from place to place and hear bands at different times of the day. Now, because there's so much, it's almost overwhelming. You'll
Right.
never be able to hear. It's like, oh my gosh. At some point, you just want to sit somewhere and like block out the crowd because there's so many. But it's like a music lover's paradise.
So if you see Felix, you know, in a corner, crying in a little ball, just go up to him and hug him. He's overwhelmed by all the music.
I have my favorite booth and my favorite little Mexican restaurant right there in the 6th Street.
What's your favorite Mexican restaurant in Austin?
I don't remember the name. It's right across the street from the Driscoll Hotel, and they serve a great, great, you know, chorizo and huevos in the morning. And it's centrally located, so it's a great spot to go in and grab food and then go out and hear some more music.
Okay.
Next up, we have an artist who we've had on the show before, and we've been very, very enthusiastic about her. She's had a new mixtape out. Jasmine, who am I talking about?
This is Suzuka Poderosa. She's a Brazilian by way of New York. Well, she lives in New York right now. And, you know, she has such an energetic carioca bass style that I just can't wait to see her live. I almost saw her live in D.C., and I had a very bad flu, and I had just been back from traveling to Argentina. Like, literally, my plane landed, and I went to see her, and I just couldn't do it.
Right.
But I said hi to her. She always wears really amazing, funky outfits, and I'm excited about seeing her this year, finally making it.
Well, she's got a new mixtape out.
This is the Carioca Bass mixtape, and it's a preview from her upcoming Carioca Bass EP. I dance to this in my bedroom when I'm cleaning up or when I'm cooking. You know, you can see me like dipping real low to this with, you know, a butcher knife in my hand.
Nice.
So, you know, I'll probably be doing the same at a festival without the butcher's knife. Without the butcher's knife. Don't worry.
cachorro que é estilo tijolão. Eu sei que ele é estranho, mas está à disposição. Se você pega nele, vai sentir a vibração. Os probleminha dele é tão pesado e é grandão. Não cabe no seu bolso, quem dirá na sua mão.
Okay, Jasmine, you mentioned the word carioca.
Carioca means that you're from Rio de Janeiro.
Huh.
And she's going to be at South by Southwest on Friday, March 16th at the Speakeasy Cabaret. I love this song. It's about a cell phone. It's so simple and so danceable and so goofy and still so hot. It's about a cell phone that's ringing in her bag and she can't find it. And you know, she's like, deixa vibrar, deixa vibrar.
Which means?
Let it ring, let it ring.
That's funny. It's part of, we're going to play a little segment of this very, very long mixtape. That's available on the web if you can find it. We'll have a link to it.
Right. We'll also be linking to the, of course, to the festival websites. You can find that on our website, npr.org/altlatino. Let's transition into some more rock and roll.
This is very, very rock and roll. This is the group from Spain called Guadalupe Plata.
This is Boogie de la Muerte, or the Boogie of Death. That's the boogie where I get with the butcher knife.
Wrong dance.
They're going to be at the South by Southwest Sounds from Spain showcase. And this band cites influences from John Lee Hooker to R.L. Burnside. And Felix, you had a huge smile on your face as soon as the vocals came in. What do you think?
Because it reminds me of not just the source material, like you said, John Lee Hooker, but how British bands reinterpreted that in the 60s. And I'm going to take a second, just a second, to do one of my, you know, DNA of music segments.
Okay?
Because I included some music here that I want you to hear as a reference.
Okay. That's John Lee Hooker.
It's the Rolling Stones.
What?
Yes. It's the Rolling Stones from 72.
Wait, but you know why I confused it with John Lee Hooker?
Because it's because they're playing John Lee Hooker.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
That's why. This is from their album, 72 album, Exile on Main Street, which is, to me, is their masterpiece of blues and R&B,
okay.
Their homage to all these artists who were, by the way, being more or less ignored here in the United States, and it was the British guys who kind of brought them back up and gave him a little bit of royalties along the way.
Okay.
So that, and then a lot of those blues guys, they went over to England and became, you know, pretty big stars.
Right.
And sort of revamped their careers over here.
Wow.
Revived them, rather. But anyway, I just had to do this because I love this album. I love this track. That's why Guadalupe Plata, they kill me, because they have the spirit. You know, countless bands, any number of bar bands can do this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's go back and hear them again so we go for
okay,
the Rolling Stones.
Okay, let's go back to Guadalupe Plata.
Okay, that's them again. So any number of bands can do this, but they do it very poorly. These guys nail it. I think
they really do.
I think they really nail the feeling of the boogie feeling, because it's, you got to play it a little bit behind the beat. You got to really be funky and nasty and kind of gritty.
They're very gritty.
And then these vocals, like it's like a deranged guy outside yelling at the window. You know, it's like he's got some problems and he's putting it through the music.
Well, then you should definitely check them out at Sounds from Spain. That is the showcase on Thursday, March 15th at the East Tent in Brush Square Park.
One of the things that happens at South by Southwest is different countries will come, especially with Latin American countries. The Brazilian government or cultural institutes will come and bring a bunch of musicians. Spain does it a lot. They often do it. And you can see the whole variety of styles of music.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just one thing. And it's like all these different styles in one night. And it's a chance for people who don't normally get exposed to Latin music of any kind to come in and check them out. Because if you paid for your entrance, you can go anywhere you want.
Well, and I think, you know, everyone should definitely check out La Vida Bohème from Venezuela. This is their song, Radio Capital. And I just want to tell you guys, I'll tell you a little bit more later. We've talked about La Vida Bohème on the show. You should know that they are one of my favorite live bands ever. They're so energetic. They're like in a trance, and they're wearing all white outfits, and they're just drenched. These outfits are splattered in all color painting. They look like Jackson Pollocks.
Awesome.
And they're just very into the music. They're you know those musicians that play with their whole body.
Yeah.
This is the song Radio Capital from the album Nuestra.
They were nominated for a Latin Grammy for this, and they won?
They lost to Maná. Don't bring it up, Felix. Why do you have to bring it up?
I forgot about it,
man. I just love to rub that in.
Oh, no, come on, man.
They should have won.
They should have won, yeah. We don't want to get into the Maná bashing.
Oh, I'll get into it any minute. I'll do a whole show of it. And we're super excited because La Vida Bohème is playing at the NPR Music Day Party at The Parish in South by Southwest. That's on March 15th, and they're an opening act. We're pretty psyched to have them on.
Very excited to have them part of the NPR festivities. In fact, NPR has stuff going on all week at South by Southwest. If you go to nprmusic.org, you'll be able to see concerts, you'll be able to hear live streams, you'll be able to read blog posts, you'll be able to read concert reviews. There'll be a ton of stuff where you'll be able to feel as if you were there. Gawa, gawa. You know, these guys always, like, especially this song, they sort of remind me of a Clash.
Oh, yeah.
Mixed with the dance
ripping
band.
Ripping a page off of the Clash.
I never was a really big fan of the Clash.
Really?
Yeah, you know, not really. But this thing, I could hear a little bit. I did listen to them, but I can hear a little bit of the Clash. And I could... A dance groove, you know?
Yeah.
It's as if the Clash had a little bit more rhythm to them, you know?
It's the Latin Clash.
Okay, Jazz, what's up next?
Another artist that I'm really looking forward to seeing at South by Southwest is Torreblanca. I'm going to tell you why in a second, but let's just listen to his song, Si.
Si sabe decir, por favor, con permiso, buenos días. Si sabe pedirte perdón cuando hizo tonterías. Si sabe callar cuando en el silencio escucha el mundo y si sabe ganar y perder. Oh, oh, oh. ¿Qué más puedes pedir? ¿Qué más puedes? Si sabe reír, natural, el color en sus mejillas. Si sabe llorar sin temer que flaqueen las rodillas. Si sabe bailar con los pies más ligeros del mundo y sentir. Si sabe quedar esa vez, recibir.
Well, this is a song, Si, from Torreblanca's album Bella Época, from 2011. And, of course, Torreblanca, we've talked about them on the show. It's led by Juan Manuel Torreblanca, a Mexican musician. And I'm pretty excited because he's doing a really cool showcase on March 15th at the Ballroom G Day stage. He's going to be performing with other artists that are... You know, we really have a lot of love for them here on Alt Latino. Artists like Natalia Lafourcade, Jimena Sariñana, Javiera Mena, and the Andrea Valenci Trio, which is our newfound love.
That's right.
And in fact, if you listen to this song, the female vocals are Andrea Valenci on this song.
In fact, the rest of her trio is on the album as well.
Yeah. And well, it's one of those bands that there's a lot of, like, incest going on. I mean, there's like
musical incest.
Yeah, like the Andrea Valenci Trio drummer is also in Torreblanca, and I am excited to see that showcase. That's one that I, you know, I would definitely recommend people head down to check out. So you brought a band next called Hey Chica. What's that?
Like we said earlier, one of the things I'm looking forward to is discovering new bands, people that we haven't played on the show. There is a long list between South By and En Viva Latino of bands that we haven't heard, so I'm zeroing in on some of this stuff. This is a band I don't know a lot about. I know very little about, but I liked what I heard and I wanted to put them on the show.
Okay, let's listen to, what is this? De Pronto?
Yes.
All of a Sudden.
Thank you.
got some nerve.
What? What'd I do?
I'm just joking, but wait, like, how can you tell me that Mr. Bleat has a very affected voice when this band has the same situation? Like, oh, that very girly, like, I'm 8 years old voice.
Oh, you know, I didn't hear it that way. I just heard it as...
It's a little anticlimactic. Like, her voice? I don't know.
What I liked about this when I heard it was the production of the music, and that it's subdued and it matches the subdued level of their voice, you know, that soft edge to their voice. She's definitely not like a mariachi singer, the
right,
full-throated, right, you know, girl in a coma type of voice. But and so that the, I thought the music perfectly matched the voice. And it, to me, it didn't sound affected, you know. It didn't sound like it's something she's putting on, that is, in fact, the vocal quality of her voice. Let's hear something from Cuco Diamante from New York City. There's an interesting backstory to this, and it has to do with the film, but let's hear a little bit of the music first.
Amor Crónico. This is Chronic Love.
Si tú te vas, no sé qué hacer, qué haré sin ti. ¿Qué pasará con todo aquello que te di? Mi corazón cerró la puerta atrás de ti. Y ya no hay llave que lo pueda hacer abrir. Déjame saber si además de ti y además de mí no es suficiente. Déjame fundir tu sudor en mí y olvidarme así de la gente. Si tú sabes bien que yo sin ti y tú sin mí no es conveniente. Deja que tu piel se enamore de mi piel y perdernos otra vez. Si tú te vas, no sé qué hacer, qué haré. ¿Qué pasará con todo aquello que te di? Mi corazón cerró la puerta atrás de ti. Y ya no hay llave que lo pueda hacer abrir.
Hey, do you hear, like, some Gloria Estefan in her voice?
Háblame de amores. Háblame de ti, de mí.
Not really. Do you apparently do.
I mean, I hear some Gloria Estefan in there.
I never have. I know it's not one of those soft, ethereal voices. Her whole approach to music, from the way she dresses and on her live performances and on her album covers, there's a very sensual groove to vibe to it, no doubt.
So what happens at South by Southwest is there's also film screenings, some very interesting Latin films, but also films from across the world. One of the films we're really looking forward to is Amor Crónico, the film, which is Cucu Diamantes, this Cuban-born singer who has an incredibly mixed heritage. She has, like, Chinese heritage and French, and she's born in Cuba. And she travels back to Cuba because she lives in New York.
New York.
And she travels back to Cuba and performs all throughout the island, and also revisits a lot of kind of the golden era of Cuban cinema. And there's, like, a fictional love story woven in there. The movie looks really interesting, and it has an amazing soundtrack because it's Cucu Diamantes. She has this flamboyant personality and, like you said, these very femme fatale.
Right, that's a good
word. She's a very femme fatale. And also, you know, that old school cabaret. I don't know. Like, I guess in Argentina, like, their cabaret is a big deal. Like, el teatro, la revista, mm-hmm, you know, the woman with the feathers and...
Sure.
And the little things covering her boobs. But, you know,
if only you could see out in Radio Land what she was doing to show the little things.
But, you know, like the feather pieces, like that French inspired
sure.
cabaret. And mm-hmm. and she has that personality of like the 6 foot tall woman. She might not be that tall, but she's just enormously sensual. She's a woman with a capital W. It just came to me. Tassels.
Tassels. It's good to have the right vocabulary.
Okay. Stop thinking about tassels. Let's move on to Francisca Valenzuela and her song Esta Soy Yo. It's very interesting to go from Cucu Diamantes to Francisca Valenzuela. I'm going to tell you why in a second. Chilean artist Francisca Valenzuela. She's also going to be playing a bunch of times at Vive Latino and at South by Southwest. We are premiering the song for this video. It's the song Esta Soy Yo from the 2011 album Buen Soldado.
Before we get into our last song, we should mention that Vive Latino is going to take place in just the complete opposite environment. This is going to be a large sports arena where they do sports stuff. They actually have motor racing there. It's like, I think there's going to be like 50,000 people. It can hold up to 50,000 people, and it's in one spot, and the bands go all day long. So it's our first time there. We're really looking forward to it. And you're looking forward to a reunion of one of your favorite bands.
Absolutely. There's going to be, like we said, a lot of the bands we played on today's show, we just discovered. Some of them are lesser known, and we can't wait to see them live for the first time. And then there's going to be big names, especially at Vive Latino. You have Café Tacuba, Molotov. I mean, really legendary rock en español names. I personally am really looking forward to seeing the Argentine band Ilia Curiaki and the Valderramas. Now, this is a band that they're just funky, funky, funky. And I grew up listening to them when I was in high school. They broke up in 2001. So part of what I want to see is, you know, they're getting back together. They just got back together for the first time in 10 years.
Huh.
So I want to see what they're going to play. But I also think, and I've said this on the show before, I think they are a band that was way ahead of their time. They were playing with funk and hip-hop at a time in which maybe that wasn't the vibe in the 90s in Latin America. It was much more the golden era of rock and roll.
Right.
And maybe there wasn't so much of a place for funk and R&B and hip-hop. And it's just interesting to me that I feel like if Ilia Curiaki and the Valderramas happened now, they would be even bigger than they were. So I want to see what happens with that. This is one of my favorite songs by them from their big album, Chaco. This is Jaguar House.
Dans le top one de Radio Lèvres, à la tête dans les dernières trois mois, et encore maintenant, les Ilia Kouriakin de Valderamas. La chanson, bienvenue sur la maison Jaguar.
Chama la jamas, dal funk ardiente, ligado rie, muestra los dientes, le fem cosecha, danza en la tierra, lo que el cielo dicta, en su gran escuela. Welcome to the shower house, welcome to the shower house. Welcome to the shower house. Welcome to the shower house.
I mean, when did this come out?
This came out in the 90s. I'm having some trouble remembering when, but I remember that I was, you know, I was in elementary school and I would listen to this and I just thought it was the funkiest. It was just like, I had never heard anything quite like it. I mean, later on when I grew up, I started listening to like funk,
right.
You know?
Speaking of funk, I want to do another musical DNA with
okay,
him, okay?
Go for it.
Now check this tune out.
What's this?
This is the Average White Band from 1976.
Oh.
From their album Cut the Cake.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite tunes of theirs of all time. But I really, and when I heard the Valderrama song, the Ilia Kouriakin song you just played, this is what immediately came
to mind.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Separated at Birth, brothers, they're on the same wavelength, but continents apart. Okay, let's transition from Average White Band back to Ilia Kouriakin.
Like I said, I heard Ilia Kouriakin at a time in which it was all about, you know, either cumbia or rock en español. Café Tacuba or Terciopela. It was the era of big rock en español bands. And it was interesting because I was a teenager going through puberty and angry.
Right.
And the rock en español, like, fit like a shoe. But then I remember when I heard this and I just thought, like, this is sex.
We do want to remind you that you can hear all of the music that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jasmine Garst, about to hit the road and wearing the tassels.
Felix Contreras. Oh, you got me. Oh, you're so funny.